David Jamay Kolok, Executive Director of the local nonprofit Foundation for Democracy and Accountable Governance, says South Sudanese should be given an opportunity to decide their own destiny. Kolok says, involving every citizen in governance and issues is the best way to solve the crisis in South Sudan.
I think if we want to move a country forward, there must be recognition that the contribution of every citizen matters, regardless of whether that person has competed with you or has voted you or not voted. I think these are things that must be taken into account.
The United Nations say the COVID-19 crisis has resulted in major social, political, and legal challenges globally as countries adopt emergency measures to address the pandemic. The United Nations General Antonio Guterres has urged governments to be transparent, responsive, and accountable in their COVID-19 response and ensure that any emergency measures are legal, proportionate, necessary, and non-discriminatory. This year's hashtag promoted by the UN is Stand Up for Human Rights. Kolok says political dialogue is necessary and is the best solution for countries mired in conflict.
A country that does not speak to itself is not a progressive country. And therefore, if there are other issues, regardless of the differences, there must be always a solution towards addressing those issues.
Pasquale Bandilidi, a lawmaker from Western Equatorial States, says young people must stand up to defend democracy. He says political awareness can bring about change in a country like South Sudan.
To promote the women, the young, is to teach them the basic principles of democracy and the basic constitutional rights that they have in this country. If they are aware, then they can always participate. They can involve in political party, because now the best thing to participate in politics in the left part of the world is to join the political party.
South Sudanese who spoke to this program say that although democracy is largely a foreign concept, its benefits can usher in change.
My name is Aita William, and I believe that democracy is a system whereby people get to change their rulers in a very peaceful manner, and the government is given the right to rule people because they say that that is how they want it to be done. In this manner, the people have a right to choose the kind of leaders that they want to lead them.
My name is Sarah Osman Gandhi. According to me, democracy is where people can be part of decision making. They take part in issues affecting their communities and get solutions to how they can be run.
UN Chief Guterres says countries must respect and protect, among other rights, freedom of expression, freedom of the press, freedom of information, and freedom of assembly during the COVID-19 pandemic. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.